Welcome to the Sexy Biz Babe podcast. I'm your host, Tia Lynn, a business empowerment coach and motivational speaker. This show is for the high-achieving woman who wants it all. Each week, I walk you through how to own your power, generate consistent leads, attract clients, and close sales with ease and confidence. It's time to make money doing what you love. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. We are going to be talking about relationships and why it's so important to not put your love life to the side. So we're going to dive in. We're with Eva, and she's a relationship and dating coach. So let's dive in. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, Tia. Thank you so much for having me. As you said, my name is Eva. I'm a relationship and dating coach. I'm also the award-winning author. I've got my latest book is called Why Am I Still Single for Women? The Truth I Wish My Mom Told Me About Men. So I'm here to help, whether it's men or women, single people all around the world, to have love in all areas of their lives.
Awesome. I'm so excited. First of all, what got you started in this?
So what got me started was the first book that I had is called How to Get Laid Now, The Modern Man's Strategy to Approaching Women Like the Boss. And it's a book for men. And I was dating a lot. I was dating a lot of guys. And then I met this guy and he said, I was sharing some struggles that I had when dating. I would meet these guys and they would be great guys, but some of them would be so nervous even coming to a coffee shop. They would have their hands shaking, or they would be too much and they wouldn't know how to give a woman space, or they would be rude, or they would be sending inappropriate pictures. And I would try to educate them and say things like, look, do you want some feedback? Because I think if you did this and that, I think you would have a bit more success and you could get like a second or third date because you're a really great guy. And then I met this person, he's like, why don't you write a book about that? And then I wrote a book and it just all went after that.
Wow. So how long ago did that happen?
That was not that long ago, just a few years ago. But I've always been very interested in human dynamics. Why do we do what we do? I've been this kind of nerd that I would come from school and I would do the personality tests to understand myself. I love watching people. So I think it's all like escalated. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. Okay. So what makes you so passionate about what you do?
I think the understanding and realization how many lonely people are out there and what it means being lonely. And I can give an example, just like when I started building my business, I got all into this jab and really crushing it and really working on that. And I isolated myself because I was like, well, people that are around me, they don't understand what I'm doing and I want to be focused. So I got into the place where I was not spending time with people that I really cared about. I was concentrating most on my business, and that ended causing me mental health issues and things like that. So around this time, actually last year, I ended up in the mental hospital. Mm. And being there, I really understood that being around people and not isolating myself is the most important thing for my well-being. And I can see that around when I work with clients, it's this feeling of loneliness that gets them to maybe get into casual sex where they don't want to, where it gets them feeling depressed, where it gets them into porn addiction, into binging, into having addiction to shopping and things like that. So I think it's all really related.
Yeah, it's all interconnected. I definitely, last year, I found myself kind of, I don't know, I just dove headfirst into a business and I put my relationship 100% to the side. And I was like, oh, I don't care. It's just focus on my business. But what I realized is that I was like going out and trying to get some type of connection and not subconsciously, but then like feeling alone over and over and over. And I was like, oh, like, I don't want to date. I don't want to do this. It's going to take too much time away from my work. But then I would subconsciously go out and meet dumb guys and hang out with them and hate it afterwards. And I'm like, why do I keep doing this? So what would you tell maybe any women that are listening and they're like, oh, but my relationship, I can work on it later. Like, oh, I'll just do it later. I'm going to get this done and then, you know, put it off. They could even be married. They could even be single, whatever it is, but they keep putting it off because it's not important right now.
So I think it's very important to just sit down and think, okay, what is important for me in life? And what are my priorities? And what I can see a lot, especially with successful, very driven women, is that they think, oh, relationships are not important for me. I'm concentrating and focusing on building my empire. I don't want to get distracted. I think very often it's just also this belief that maybe I'm not good enough yet to get into the relationship. So they feel like, oh, I need to do the X, Y, Z in order to meet that guy. And the thing is, I don't know if you've ever been in that situation yourself where you feel like, oh, once I get that, I'm going to feel this way. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be able to do this. I'm going to be able to have fun. I'm going to be able to be this kind of person. Well, guess what? Even if you make your 6-7 figures, it's very likely that you're not going to be that person. So it's very important that you work with what you have, and having that balance is not easy, but just look at more as a dance. And if you feel like, okay, I'm actually feeling I'd love to have that relationship and maybe I'd love to meet someone, schedule the time, just how you schedule the time for your sales calls, and see, okay, what can I do today? Maybe 30 minutes every single day to get closer to that date, to meet people, to get out there, to tell people in my circle that I'd love to meet someone, go on an online dating site, maybe read a book that's going to help you to find your love language, learn about your boundaries, all these things. Like, how can you make space in your life for love? I think it's very important.
Oh, I 100% agree. So I did the same thing. I was like, oh, I'll just do it later. But what you don't realize is if you keep putting it to the side and you don't heal or you don't grow or you don't work on it, you're going to put it off, let's just say 3 years, 5 years, but then your emotional well-being or your relationship, what would you call it? Like intelligence would be stagnated. So you'd be growing in all these other areas, but then your relationship and that type of, you know, part of yourself would be stagnant. And then you're like, wait, but how do I do this? How do I have that great relationship? How do I heal from whatever issue you're working on? And I don't know. That's why I made sure to start putting a little bit of effort, like, okay, maybe I'm going to go on a date once a week, or like go out and meet people and be open to it, but like grow kind of like as a practice as I work on my business. And maybe I don't get in a relationship, but at least I'm not staying stagnant. What do you think of that?
And you know what I also notice, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when I go to conferences, when I'm at the event speaking or any business events, I meet a lot of women that are actually, they don't even want to admit that, look, I'm a successful, accomplished, sophisticated lady. And they don't want to admit that they would love to meet someone. They feel like if they say, oh, I don't want to be single anymore, I'd love to meet someone, that they're going to be seen less as an authority in their business, because they feel like they have to be, you know, like the boss babe or whatever, crushing it. And it's not even like a cool thing to say, look, I really want to have someone in my life, and I'd really love to be in that healthy, fulfilling, great relationship. What do you think about that?
So this is so funny. I love this discussion. So a year ago, I could not admit that I even wanted any type of relationship. And I almost think it's because I'm such a, like, a high achiever. I have to, like, achieve my goals right away, that if I admitted that I wanted it, that I was failing at something. So like if I were to say, oh, I want a relationship, that I didn't have it and so I was a failure. Whereas now I've like learned like, okay, like I'm open to it. And that's even so hard for me to admit because maybe it's not going to come right away. Maybe it's not going to find the right person, but it's okay to want it. It's still be okay. It's still okay to want something and not have it yet, but be open to it. And I think maybe high achieving women might not want to admit that, maybe because they don't want to be looked at from, I don't know, when you go out and they're like, oh, you're not married. You know, they're just like, oh, you're not married. Oh, you'll find someone. I'm just like, yeah, I'm fine. I have my life put together. Like, I'm fine. I have a business. Like, I love my life. Like, don't put me in that box. Like, I need somebody. So that's kind of my two cents.
Yeah, I know. And also, you know, when I noticed that when I'm very much into the business mindset, I'm in my masculine. So then if I'm going out with my partner, I need to switch and be more like in a feminine. I have to let him choose a restaurant. I have to let him choose a movie. I have to let go a bit and be more like let myself be more like a fragile flower. Because if I'm in my masculine, I'm not even going to be able to enjoy sex that much because it's all very related. So I feel like even business feels different if I'm always in my masculine. I think it's all very connected. So it's finding that, okay, this works like that. This works in this way. So what's my intention when I'm having different interactions with people? Like, what's my intention? If I'm going on a date, maybe I need to step back a little bit and let that person that I'm going on a date with be a driver and take new places and even let the conversation go to places different, maybe where I would like to go. And I think it takes time and a lot of effort and a lot of self-awareness to understand that and to notice that.
Oh yeah, 100%. That is where I struggled with so much. I was always the go. I picked the dates, I picked where, I picked when. It wasn't until the last person I dated that I was like, oh, like he actually wants to like take control. And I had to like step back and I was just like, oh, like he wants to pick where we're going. He wants to pick when. And I really had to learn how to like let go. And that has helped so much in my dating life. All you high, successful, driven women listening, just think about the last date. Were you dictating? Were you asking a bunch of questions? Was it like, oh, I want the date to run this way? And I want to challenge you to sit back and start enjoying the date and being more in your feminine and letting it flow. And you'll realize it's less stressful. It's more fun. It's more like enjoyable. And you'll also notice the guy actually does more of what you want.
Even, you know, a small thing like if you are very much into your business and you go to one meeting after another, you have a certain wardrobe. So maybe you have these strictly cut blazers, jackets or whatever. And then when you're going on a date, you need to remember that maybe a bit of color is not so bad. Maybe a nice dress that's going to look romantic and feminine. It's very different how you want to show up in a business meeting and how you want to show up when you're going on a date. These are such different things. And I'm also a very big believer in energy. And I think that the kind of energy that you put out there, you're going to attract that kind of person. Very often, you know, so for many years I was attracted to an available man and I always thought, oh, why is this happening to me? Why do I keep attracting guys that are married, guys that forget to tell me that they've been living with a woman at home for 5 or 6 years? I just thought, you know, if a guy's taking me out, if we're spending time together, I don't need to ask him things like, oh, are you married? I thought it's obvious.
Yeah.
So, and then I realized there was a problem in me because I thought that this is all I can attract. I didn't feel like I'm actually worthy of a guy who's going to be investing, who's gonna be putting me first, who's gonna be paying attention to me, who's gonna be introducing me to his friends, to someone who he's proud of, someone he wants to be seen with. I thought it's okay, you know, if he's hiding me. So it's also, I think, when you attract certain kind of guys, and if you see a pattern, it's important to look into yourself and see, okay, what is it in me that's getting these people towards me? It's the same in business, you know, when your energy shifts and changes, you see how you attract different kind of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. I did the same thing. I was attracting not that way. It's so funny because I just want to share that I've never dated men that were unavailable in that way ever. Like, it's almost like I just never had, I had that boundary always. Like, I never attracted men that had relationships or were married or anything like that. But I attracted unavailable men emotionally. And I like to say over and over and over, everything is a mirror. So if you look at yourself, like, why don't, like, if you're attracting a similar type of guy, I want you to sit your butt down and write what type of things that you don't like about them. And then take a deep look at it and be like, how are you those qualities as well? So I did that before and I was like, okay, I'm sick of attracting guys that are emotionally unavailable. I'm sick of them not being invested in the relationship. I'm sick of this, them not being open up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing those things either. I'm not showing up and being available for a relationship. I'm not being honest. I'm not being emotionally available and connected. And I was like, whoa, it's a mirror. It's like you attract what you're available for. So what would you tell somebody to kind of improve on this and like grow and maybe put love life more as a priority?
So firstly, can I just touch on the pattern of the dating? Is that okay? Because I think it's very important because that's what I learned. So what I've learned by dating all these unavailable guys, and I put that in my book, I have a YouTube video series. I talk about that all the time because I think it's very important. The reason I was attracted to unavailable men was because these guys were very similar to my father. And my father was someone who was not available, who was quite detached, who was a bit of a narcissist, who was always maybe putting my mom down. So when I was growing up, I saw that dynamic and that relationship between my parents. So then when I started dating men, when someone was treating me slightly in a similar way that I saw my dad and mom were with each other in a relationship, I automatically recognized that as love. So I think very often if you are listening now to this and you're thinking, this doesn't make any sense. But actually, if you look back into your relationships, I'm sure you'll be able to find that the qualities of those people that you were attracted to got something similar with your people that you were growing up with. So maybe you had an abusive mother, a father that was criticizing you, a sibling that was bullying you, or any of those things. And you will see that a lot is coming from this childhood trauma, from that child that needs to heal. So I think it's important just to sit down and list those things. Can you see a pattern? And what can you do? Because once you start recognizing and once you have an awareness, then you can recognize these people straight away. Like for me now, I can walk into a room and I can point out the most emotional and available man for you.
Unavailable?
I can do that.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
What?
I can see that even from the way they have their forehead, their body language, the things, how they're moving, how they're, you know, their posture, I can tell you straight away.
Oh my goodness. That's blowing me away. I'm just like, what? What? Okay, well.
I have a lot of experience with that. So now, because, you know, I would be that person that if I'm walking in the room and there is the most unavailable man, I would be like, I need this guy. So now I can recognize it, but I'm more like, you know, I'm going to remove myself from that situation. I mean, the guy that I'm with, he's not unavailable. So I was able to heal myself from that. Mm-hmm. So if there is someone listening to this and they're like, I can't see a yeah. way out, there is a way out. Once you recognize it, then you can be like, okay, I know this is not good for me. So I'm going to just not get that. It's like when you are at the shop and you see, you go to the aisle where are all these brownies, and you know those brownies, they're very nice, they're very delicious, but you know they're not good for you. So the best thing is just not to buy any. So then there's gonna be no temptation at home.
Okay, so the first step would be to recognize, and then to kind of, when they start seeing that repeating pattern, to maybe be aware of it and then not go into it. Like, what would you recommend for them to do if they keep attracting unavailable men?
So firstly is the awareness. So just sit down and see if there is a pattern in the men that you've been dating. Can you see some kind of behavior and things? And what is it that is similar to them? So now you know that. And now the next time that you're meeting a guy, don't listen to what he's saying, but look how he's behaving. How he's showing up. If he's telling you he's gonna meet you, pick you up on Saturday 8 p.m. and he's not, don't fool yourself thinking it's gonna change. If the previous guy was doing the same thing, why are you accepting this? And what I learned in life, especially, you know, when it comes to dating, if you haven't learned from lesson one, if you haven't learned from lesson two, the lesson three and lesson four is going to hit you much harder. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be up to you, you know, how much of that pain you want. Mm-hmm. So it's all about this, you know, self-love and understanding what's your worth. What do you really want in life? Do you really want to be with someone that you'll be chasing, that you'll be walking on the eggshells? Or do you want to be with someone who's going to be showing up for you, who's going to be supporting you there, someone you don't need to wait for the tick on the phone to be on and be like, oh, has he read my message or not? None of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing about that is, I like to say, just like the mirror concept, is when you're attracting unavailable men, how are you being unavailable? Like, are you actually being available to show up? Or like, if they actually were available, would you be excited or are you scared? So that's what I realized, is I would start dating these people and I'd be like, oh yeah, it's cool. Let's just be friends. Let's just hang out. Like, that's what I want. But then I'd start developing feelings or something. And I'm like, well, why don't they want anything? And it's because I wasn't being honest from the beginning. I wasn't being truthful to myself. So I think anyone listening is to be truthful to yourself of what you want from the beginning. And if you want someone that's more available, more emotional, more open, then you also have to be those things. Do you agree?
Yeah, because what's going to happen is, and I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where you're actually thinking, okay, now I've been seeing these guys, let me try something else. And now you're going into a completely opposite direction. And now you're meeting this guy who's absolutely great. You know, he's going to be the most amazing. And he's giving you and showing you so much. And now you're like feeling suffocated because you're like, oh, he's so needy. It's too much. It's like a comparison. My therapist gave me this and I was like, this is genius. Imagine you drinking your tea with half of the sugar your whole life. You are with these unavailable men and they're giving you just half of the sugar love. Now suddenly you're meeting this guy who's giving you three sugars. Of course you're going to be feeling sick. So your job is to build that love inside of yourself. Build that love inside of yourself. Start getting that sugar into yourself. Start maintaining the level of tea, the level of love that you would like. And then when you meet that person that wants to show up and wants to give you those three sugars, you can actually accept it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. What would you recommend for people to do to start building that love?
So I know this sounds like very self-development, but gratitude is amazing. So every single time, because I think when you are attracted to an available man, or if you're attracted to a narcissist, your self-esteem is probably quite low. You might be showing up in business, but there is still something inside where your self-esteem is not very high. So you need to start acknowledging yourself. So for small things, maybe you wake up in the morning and you didn't press snooze, say, well done. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you have that glass of water with lemon, well done. Maybe you had a sale, well done. You start giving yourself this acknowledgement, giving yourself, expressing gratitude towards yourself. And also, I'm a big believer in mantras, affirmations. You know what I think is really very helpful? Moving your body. And I think you can tell me, because you do, I've seen on your feed, you do all this amazing stuff. When you move your body, you do feel different, right? Oh, your confidence, yeah. And self-esteem, how you show up is different, right?
Yes, yes. I can't not work out. Like, I have to. Otherwise, my happiness depletes. I need to move my body. I need to dance. I need to get into flow. I need to work out. And that's a need for me.
Yeah, I think that really helps, because our bodies are not made to sit down on our laptops. They're made to move. And when we move, the energy is different. We, you know, we get all the happy hormones and we feel differently about ourselves and how we show up in life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyone listening that wants to build that is to move and give themselves some self-love. And I really like that different version of gratitude, because I wake up and I write a gratitude about my current circumstance. I'm like, I love my house. I love this. I love my clients. I love where I live in California. I write a gratitude, but I like what you said, where you like gratitude towards yourself. So like, maybe it's like, I'm grateful that I worked hard today. Or what are some things that you do for yourself that you're grateful for?
Just small things. I think it's noticing the negative inner voice, because a lot of us have a very, very negative friend that's there. And if you are a high achiever, if you're someone that's working very hard, it might be that the way you're talking to yourself, the way you're communicating with yourself, is not how you would talk to your best friend. So if you could tune in into that voice a little bit and change it and make it a bit kinder, then you would never let a man disrespect you. Because if you're talking to yourself in a nice way, if you're talking in a way that's filled with love and compassion and understanding, and if you're giving yourself a chance maybe to make mistakes, not to be perfect, you will never ever let a man treat you any differently. So I think it's important to notice, like, what is my inner voice that's telling me? How am I communicating with myself? Am I saying, well done to myself, small things? Or am I saying, oh, you're so stupid. Why are you doing this? Like, it's very important to notice that and change it step by step, tiny little baby steps.
Yeah, and then as you grow that, it'll get better and better. I started doing that, like self-love, self-love, self-love. I was like, oh, my God, I love myself. I'm fine. But once I was like, no, I really love myself, I didn't lower my boundaries. And I showed up in a way that once I started saying that mantra, like, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. When someone would push that boundary, I'm like, okay, bye. Like, I'm not doing something that I love myself for, so bye. It's like setting that boundary, because if you keep pushing your boundaries lower and lower and letting people walk on you, they're going to continue to do so. But if you love yourself and you show up in that way, your boundary is going to be higher and people will show up to meet it.
I love, I don't know if you know Brené Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this quote that says, the most compassionate people got the strongest boundaries. They did this study. I think she mentioned that in that Netflix special that she has. It's the most amazing. And I thought that made so much sense, because if you know your boundaries, you're not going to let other people disrespect that. And you're going to understand that other people got boundaries as well. So you're going to be compassionate towards them. So it's like, you know, the karma thing. It's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when somebody pushes your boundaries and you're talking to someone that's a good person and you tell them, they're going to respect you. And then if not, then you let them go and you make room for the people that do care about you do care about your boundaries and do respect you to come into your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the people listening that maybe they want to start dating and they want to maybe put love more as a priority, we covered like self-loving themselves, building themselves up. But what would you say to for the next step to open up for a relationship?
So I would say the to start a relationship, firstly, you need to have a good relationship with yourself. But while you're building that good relationship with yourself, also take action and see what can you do to meet someone. So I just did a video on my YouTube channel about 7 things someone can do. So firstly, make sure that your beliefs about men are not negative, that you don't think, oh, a man is going to cheat on me. If I'm in a relationship, I'm going to be wasting my time. I'm not going to be able to invest into my business. Being in a relationship is a waste of time. So try to see, you know, what is the chatter that is going in and what are your beliefs about your relationships. Then another thing that you can do, as I said, you can schedule some time. Is it online dating? Are you gonna go to an event? If you're going on to an event and you want to meet someone, be very specific about the person that you want to meet. So let's say you're going to a seminar. Are you gonna sit at the back row? Are you gonna sit at the front, VIPs? If you're sitting with VIPs, you're more likely to meet these kind of people and you're more likely to connect with someone. Are you interested in property? Go to an event where you're going to be surrounded by these people. Just try to be specific about the person that you want to meet and see how you can show up in these places. Put yourself strategically in those places. If you're not really someone that likes to party, don't go to a pub or a club looking for a man, because you're not going to vibe together. Go maybe to a coffee shop where you're more likely to meet that person. Mm. The simple things like that. And I think it's important to remember that dating is about having fun. And with dating, people want to control things. And they don't like the unknown. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is that you will meet this person, and if you are in a long-term relationship, the unknown is going to be something that you will desire, you will crave. So try to enjoy the unknown as much as you can, because it's fun. You don't have to control anyone. And also, it's okay to date more than one person at the same time. Just because you went with someone on a date and it went well, it doesn't mean you have to book a venue. It doesn't mean you have to start looking for a wedding dress. If you're thinking that means something inside of you is maybe like, why do I feel like I've known this person for 5 minutes and I've got this urge to tell everyone that this is the man of my life when you don't know this person? Like, what is it inside of you? Maybe this person just reminds you of your abusive mom, dad, or whatever, and now it's getting all back to you. So, yeah, just to name a few, I mean, I could talk about this for an hour.
Yeah, of course. So definitely, let's recapture that. It's prioritize. Like, we always are like, oh, I don't have enough time, but make time, even if it's just an hour a week. Maybe if it's, you know, going out to a coffee shop and then being open to meeting someone. Maybe it's to go to an event with your business and being open, keeping your eyes open and awake and there, that if somebody approaches you, you're open to communicating with them, giving them your number. Like, being open, I think, is a game changer, even just that. Like, not just shutting it off.
And that, because you have to appreciate that for a guy, and I know that we're working with guys, it's so challenging for them to approach you. And even if someone approaches you and you have no interest in that person whatsoever, please don't be rude. Be kind. Be nice to that person. You don't have to give your number. Just be nice, because you have no idea what it takes for that guy to come and talk to you. And if you are rude and mean to him, it might be that he's not going to approach anyone for the next 2 years. Just always keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a personal question. So I have a problem when guys ask for my number, I always give it out, and I don't want to because I don't want to hurt their feelings, or like maybe we talked a lot and then I'm like, well, I'll give it to them because I don't want to make them where they don't ask people for numbers. What would you say? Like, do you have a good response on how to say no, but like, oh, I enjoyed your conversation, but I'm not interested? That's probably a good response, right?
So, you wanting to say no in a nice way is the same as when you are breaking up with someone and you think that if you come up with X, Y, Z, it's going to hurt less. It's not. But I think that you not being able to say no has got maybe something to do with your boundaries, you know? So maybe it's something good to look at. And yeah, just say no. And you don't have to justify for that. Just say no.
Like, no thanks. Yeah, one of the last things.
I'm not interested. I don't want to waste your time. I think we had a nice conversation, but I'm not interested in you as a man.
Yeah, it's so funny that that's so hard for me. It is. That's one area.
I know. I've given so many fake numbers in my life.
Yeah, I just give it to them and then I don't respond. Like,
or like lie that you have a boyfriend. I've done that so many times. Yeah.
I think it's because for me, I've just had so many men get mad or call me names for saying no. So then now it's hard for me because I don't want to be called a name or say I'm a bitch or rude or whatever. And so I just say, okay, here. And it's like this fear of them calling me names, I guess.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that. A man calling you names.
Being like,
interesting. Oh.
Yeah, it's weird. Right?
I wonder why would you attract a guy like that?
It's been quite a while. So maybe I need to like be like, okay, that's the old version. That's the old people that I used to surround myself with. And now,
because I think also a lot of the times women might be like, oh yeah, I'm going out and I want to meet someone. But then they have this like resting bitch face where they are not approachable. So you have to think, okay, what is my energy like? Am I feeling really tired today and I don't want to talk to anyone? Or do I feel like, you know what, I'm excited and I'd love to meet someone and I'd love to talk to someone? So women are so smart and their energy is so powerful. They can just look at the man and he's going to come and talk to you.
So, yes. Yes. Okay, let's just say that. Let's end with that is... Yes, when you go out and you do want to attract someone, like put on the energy of like open and like, what would you call it? Like confident and like open for love, but like, what would you call that? I've done that before where I go out and I'm like, I'm approachable. And I like,
yeah, you know, smile. When you're feeling yourself, when you just like, it's not even about your makeup or a dress you're wearing, but you're feeling good.
Yeah. And that's when you see the cute guy and you look at him and you make eye contact. And then literally it's that attraction and they will come over to you. It's like this energy and like embodying.
And that's why I know it's so important to, if someone is listening and they have these beliefs that men are this or that, if there is some man hate or whatever, it's very important to resolve that. Because you going out there and thinking that all men cheat is just a waste of time. So it's important to deal with those issues first, address it, see what you can do about that, and then go and look for someone.
Yeah. So what would you say? So let's say somebody listening, go ahead and take note. Like, what do you believe about men? Go ahead and write a list and then take a look at it. And then how would you say, like, next steps on healing? These, maybe there's a lot of negative beliefs. What would you tell them to heal from these?
So firstly, write those negative beliefs and then ask yourself, okay, what could my life be like if I didn't think that all men cheat? If I didn't think that if I love a man, he's going to leave me. If I loved a man, he would not feel good enough because I have a successful business. If I loved a man, he would hurt my feelings. Like, what would my life be like? And what kind of relationship could I create if I didn't have those beliefs? And maybe just have a little note or a reminder on your phone with a kind of love relationship that you would like to attract instead. Even, you know, on your phone, like a wallpaper, a little note or a reminder coming on your phone every few hours or so, just, you know, to enforce that new belief the kind of relationship that you would like to attract and the kind of man you'd like to attract in your life.
I love that. That's really great. And also, I like to, when you look at those negative beliefs, you wrote them down, ask yourself, are they ultimately true? Like, is this fact? Is this 100% fact? And then try and see why you believe those. And then look for, I like to say, look for positive reinforcement that they're not. So maybe you look at family member or a friend or somebody that shows that your beliefs are not fact. And so that way you can be like, oh, these aren't actually fact. This is just what's going in my brain based on past circumstances.
Because it's, I like this. Do you know Marie Forleo and her book, new book, Everything is Figureoutable? So I got the book and there is a chapter about beliefs. And she puts, you know, where do those beliefs come from? And I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where you learn a new fact or you learn something new, you find something out, something new, and you're like, why did no one tell me about this? Yeah. Why did I think about that my whole life? It was wrong. So then when you are able to change that belief, you will start seeing different things as well. You know, yes. It's a simple law of attraction, but it's more to do with your brain. Because once you change that thought, once you're able to change it, you're going to attract different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Oh, okay, so I think we are leaving them with a lot of stuff. If you guys go read the show notes, you can definitely go find where she's at and follow her. And she will also help you if you want to hire somebody that will help you have these better relationships and help you support you and get through some of your limiting beliefs. I would go follow up with her. Go check her out. Where can they find you?
You can find me on my book website. That's whyamistillsinglebook.com. Just whyamistillsinglebook.com. And then if you go on my Instagram, that's ieva.kamb. That's ieva.kamb. And then you'll be able to see me there. And then you can follow me from YouTube, Facebook, whatever. I'm just not going to spell my full name because it's too long.
Yeah, no, I love that. And they can definitely find you easily. And then if you want to go ahead and check out the description in the bio, though, there will be links just in case you didn't catch that. So thank you so much. I think you're leaving with a lot of valuable content. And you ladies listening, go ahead and do some of the things that we said on this video and screenshot us, share it, tag us. I want to, you know, share this with your friends that want to hear this, or that maybe they just keep putting their love life to the side and they need to hear these things. Like, go ahead, screenshot, share us on your Instagram, tag us. We want more people to hear this. All right.
Can I just share something to end this?
Yeah.
So I'd like to share this. So you probably you're listening to this and you're reading a lot of books and you're watching videos, listening to podcasts, and you got all this information, but just knowing it all is not really going to change anything. So I just would like you to take one thing that you heard today or something that maybe you feel, I knew this thing, but I've just not been doing it. I know that I'm supposed to be doing this, but I haven't done that. So what is that thing? Just one thing, not like 5 or 20, just one small thing that you can start doing today. Very, very small. And then see what happens. And if something happens, then let us know. We would love to know that both with Tia.
Yeah. Tag us in it. Like, let us know, DM us. We love it. We love having, you know, conversations with people listening. So go ahead and reach out. And thank you so much. I loved having you on my show and I hope you have a great day. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much, Tia, for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe, review, and share with your fellow biz babes. I'd love to hear your thoughts, takeaways, and questions. So leave me a review on iTunes. And until next time, I'll see you at the top. It's up to you to level up.